Hello, welcome to the Hive of This Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Martinez. Today we have returning guest, Jared Vidalis out of Phoenix. If you've not seen the other episode, please go check it out. We covered Phoenix development, buying in the path of progress, land that's worth $2.5 million an acre. If you've not seen it, go check it out. But today we covered deal breakdown, we covered cool, interesting stories. And Jared said he has a good portfolio deal for us today, if you want to cover that.
Yeah, so it's one of the most, probably one of the more complex and most stressful deals I did. So this is back when the hedge funds were buying a ton of single family homes. And
it was a good time.
That was a great time. I wish it'd come back. I like to do little marketing projects, very creative ways to acquire property. And my a couple years ago, the one that I really enjoyed was I would find owners who bought a ton of homes in 2010, 11, and 12, and then just stopped because in my mind, I'd send letters to them because in my mind, they are opportunistic buyers. They saw an opportunity, they bought, and then they stopped. They're not active real estate investors anymore. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, opportunistic purchase, why not an opportunistic sell in one shot, right? So I'd find these, you know, owners who own at least 10 plus homes. I'd send them a letter. And on the back of that letter, it had an Excel spreadsheet of their entire portfolio saying, I want to buy all this. Did two or three deals out of those, like some small 3, 4, 5 unit packages. And then a couple months later, I get a call. And it was a sophisticated guy. He's like, look, I got this letter. I own 29 houses in Scottsdale. If people don't know Scottsdale, it's a very bourgeois area, right? Everybody wants to be there. I'm like, cool. And he's like, but I want $16 million for this. And I'm looking at the deal. I'm like, okay, $16 million. It's kind of overpriced. I think it came out to like $550 a unit, like $525 or $550 a unit. So we hung up the phone. I didn't really think about it. But there's this one fund. It was a younger fund. The operator was one of the, I think he was number three hire with Invitation Homes. And people who don't know Invitation Homes, they were the first to market to start buying single family homes. They're the biggest. So he was their number three. New fund started in 2021, younger guy. And I'm like, okay, I know this guy likes this kind of higher end product. Let me go price check him, see if it's anything. So I mark everything up like 30 grand. I mark every house up 30 grand. Send it to him. He's like, I'll take it. I'm like, really? Okay. I'm like, are you solid? He's like, yes, we're solid. This is in like June of 2021. And so I'm like, okay, great. So I go back to the seller. I'm like, okay, well, let's do it. Let's do the deal. So we structure a pretty in-depth, I mean, this isn't just a purchase and sale contract. This is like attorney drafted, cost probably him 10 grand on his side, 10 grand on my side to finally get the contract right. We sign it. But the contingency of the sale was he had to 1031 this $16 million plus an industrial asset in San Diego, which is like 40 million bucks. He had to 1031 those two properties into a new apartment building somewhere in California. And I'm like, okay, like what's like, do you think this is realistic? He's like, yeah, I've done this all the time. I'm like, yeah, this is 2021. Stuff's trading at like 3 caps right now. Like, you think you're really going to find something? He's like, no problem. Cool. So we enter the deal. I put down 250 grand in non-refundable earnest money, $250,000.
Yep.
And so lock up the deal. I walk every single house. I literally have 29 different tenants. I got 29 different Starbucks cards, and I had to call every single one, schedule them. And I had to get the project manager from the fund to, you know, get on the same schedule. And for the next 5 or 6 days, we walked every single property. And he's like, great, we're good to go. And so I tell the seller, I'm like, look, we're good to go. He's like, I haven't found a building yet. And so I guess to keep it short, he was in and out of escrow on 3 different buildings.
Oh, man.
Get into escrow, something would pop up, it would fall out. I'm like, shit. next one popped up, you know, he went into escrow, something, whatever, canceled. I'm like, dude, we're like 4 or 5 months into this thing. Finally goes into escrow on a big building in California. And he's like, this is the one. I'm like, yes. And I'm the entire time I'm communicating with the fund manager, I'm like, this is the one. He's like, great, because if this doesn't close in this year, then we can't do the deal.
Because he had a capital allocation he had to spend.
He had a capital allocation. And he set it aside. Yep. And his plan was, like, he would take that year's purchases and then go securitize them and go sell bonds on Wall Street so they could recapitalize and go buy more houses for the following year.
Yep.
And he would have to securitize his portfolio so he could, you know, get his liquidity back. So I'm like, okay. So, you know, he's, you know, seller's going through due diligence. Mind you, I'm $250,000 hard on this thing. And if my buyer backs out, I lose $250,000.
Yep.
So, you know, we're 3 months into the due diligence. I'm in Italy at this point looking for wedding venues. He calls me and say, hey, Jared, I got an earthquake insurance quote back on this multifamily building. It's $100,000 over what I thought it was going to be. And then he's like, I'm going to try and figure something out. Next day he calls me. He's like, hey, I think we can make some structural changes, which would minimize this earthquake insurance. I'm like, dude, yes, let's do it. And then, you know, time goes on. I'm back at my in-laws' house for Christmas. And I'm like, dude, it's either shit or get off the pot, man, or I got to pull out of this deal.
Yeah.
And like, just come on, like, let's go.
Let's make it happen.
And he was like, hemming and hawing, and finally I'm like, dude, let's fucking go. And he's like, okay, let's do it. So this was like December, like 21st. And so I get on the phone with my escrow officer. I'm like, look, we're ready to go. Like, how fast can he get this thing done? He's like, let me look at it. Let me call you back. Calls me back the next day. This guy, my escrow officer, flips his car on the freeway. He's in the hospital.
No.
I can't transfer this file to anybody else because it's so complicated. 29 houses.
Yep.
And I'm like, I get on the phone with him. I'm like, you're closing this thing. I don't care what you have to do. Bring your laptop. You have to close this deal. And he did. I mean, and he said, okay, I'm going to close this deal. So this is December 22nd or 23rd. The settlement statements go out. And I have $800,000 on this deal marked up.
Yeah.
And the hedge fund, the fund manager calls me and said, hey, Jared, the deeds, all the properties are on one deed. I need them on separate deeds. And so I call my escrow officer and he says, I'm like, dude, we need these on all individual deeds. He's like, well, then you need to execute 29 different purchase agreements.
Yep.
And we have to draw up 29 different deeds and 29 different escrows. There's no way in freaking hell we'll be able to do this before the end of the year. So I call the fund manager. I'm like, dude, it's not going to happen. I can't do this. And he's like, it needs to be done. And I'm like, okay, like, what is it going to take? He's like, let me get on the phone with my attorney. Gets on the phone with his attorney. He's like, okay, we could do it on one deed and then we'll break it up after the close of escrow. It's going to cost me $10,000. I'm like, I'll pay it. I don't care.
Yep.
He's like, cool. Closed the day before Christmas Eve. Boom. Closed. After all that time, like, I thought this deal was going to fall apart five different ways, and it somehow miraculously closed. That's why the biggest, those big deals, man, there's no clean and easy deal on these large ones, but it gave me some gray hairs.
How long did it take you from start to finish? Because you said you had finished by the end of the year and you're closing Christmas Eve.
Like seven months.
Oh, my God.
7 months.
Pins and needles for 7 months.
Dude. Oh, man. Would I do that deal again? Maybe. But that was a stressful one.
See, one of the things I love about this is that you now have experience, and experience is priceless. Even if you lost, that was a great learning lesson. But you win, so it's even better.
I've done a 95 home package. I've done a 66 home package. So I know how to do them. But it was just that 1031 contingency and being in a hot market and, you know, all these different layers, which made it super complicated.
That's crazy. That is an amazing story for Duo Breakdown today. That is crazy. Where can people find you online? This is great.
Yeah, find me on Twitter and Instagram, Jared Vidalis, first and last name.
There you go. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for coming to the show. That is an amazing story. Thanks for sharing that with me and for everybody listening today. I love that story. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's giving me careers. For everybody here, go like, share, subscribe. You know what to do. We'll see you in the next episode. Thanks, Jared. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, bye.